Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Intrana's ongoing series on manufacturing in Mexico. Today we have with us the Director of Investment Promotion for the State of Querétaro, Hugo Mandujano. Hugo has an interesting background. He has worked both in the government sector in promoting investment as well as the private sector, working with manufacturers and other international companies setting up in Mexico. He worked as a project manager for Norgen in bringing their die line casting line to Mexico and setting it up. He's also worked in quality areas as a quality insurance supervisor for Chevron Phillips. He has an MBA from the University of Barcelona. Hugo, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Doug. It's my pleasure to join you and your audience also.
At Intrada Group, we spend a lot of time talking to and advising aerospace and aviation companies, particularly manufacturers. The first time I always talk to them, they want to talk about Querétaro. It's the first thing on their mind. How has Querétaro become such a known commodity, such a known center in the aviation aerospace industry?
The pursuit of more competitive education and education focused on competences has been the key. And that was the factor that in 2006, when we were asked from Bombardier to participate in the bidding of establishing a site, we defined the project of the national of the Querétaro Aerospace University, and that was basically the turning point from the decision for Bombardier. We were able to support the demands of the industry. We didn't invent it. We followed what they were doing in Canada. We got support from French companies also in terms of developing a system that could work for the rise of this industry, and that was the cornerstone.
A lot of Intrada Group's work and a lot of the people who listen to this podcast are in the automotive sector. And I know that there's been while the aviation has grown, Querétaro has also stayed strong in attracting automotive manufacturers. What type of opportunities do you see into the future in Querétaro for auto parts suppliers, particularly those from North America?
Today, the aerospace cluster in Querétaro has 45 active members, 20 manufacturing companies, 4 special process companies, 3 educative institutions, 5 design and engineer centers, 4 MRO companies, 9 general service companies, and more than 6,000 workers. The difference on that with the automotive sector is that for the automotive sector, we have more than 55 Tier 1 companies, more than 150 Tier 2 companies, and overall, almost 400 companies working in the automotive sector. Today, we have more than 45,000 people employed in this industry. So it's an example of how two industries they can live together and they can grow successfully together. In this industry, in the automotive industry, one of the things that we can recall is that we have not had a strike in the whole state of Querétaro in the past 25 years, and even though that more than 90% of our automotive companies are unionized.
When Intrada Group first got started 12 years ago, our focus was so much on cost, and everybody was so interested in cost, and we had this onslaught of competition from China. Over the last 3 or 4 years, we've seen the manufacturers still worried about cost, obviously, but they've started to move away from just thinking about what labor-intensive they can do to bringing in also capital-intensive operations, machine operations, and they feel this necessary demand that their talent be at a higher level. It seems to me, and I'd like you to elaborate on it, Querétaro has been very successful in attracting those type of companies that have a mixture of labor-intensive and capital-intensive operations. How has this developed?
Well, today, Today, Tom, we still have a challenge. We still have a great challenge in terms of adapting to the requirements of every project. The thing is that we have several institutions today that give us chance to adapt the training, the education programs, depending on the demands of the industries. And for projects that they require trained people or better educated or competent people in certain areas, we are using programs in which we pay for the training of the people from 2 or 3 months while they get their last part of the training, either at the educative institution or at the workplace, depending on the project. So, but for us, that is the key challenge. Being able to put together a training center, a school nearby the location of where these operations are supposed to happen, and obviously putting the resources in the universities, in the schools, in the training centers, so we can have competent labor pool in Querétaro. We also are something that is really helpful for us is the location from Querétaro. We are very close to a lot of cities, and one of the important things that we always mention is that Querétaro is the demographical center of the country. We have 45 million people. We can reach 45 million people within a 350 kilometer radius. So that is something that we take advantage of, and for us it's very easy to draw the enough talent when more qualification is required, especially for those capital intensive operations. And for those operations which are more labor intensive, definitely things are changing, and the metropolitan area of the city of Querétaro are not as suitable, as because obviously the cost of labor is a little bit higher, but there are new regions within the state of Querétaro that offer the same conditions that Querétaro used to offer a couple of years ago, 10 years ago. So it's a matter of finding the proper spot for the proper investment.
Obviously, Querétaro is not the most cost-effective location in Mexico. How are you envisioning addressing cost issues over the medium to long term?
Well, let me give you some factors. The inflation in the state of Querétaro has been since 2003 always below the national average. Last year, in 2012, it was 3.2%. In 2013, it was 4.8. Up to today is 1% in the first 3 months of the year. So, but basically, the average of the increase from the inflation in the state of Querétaro has been around 4% in the past 10 years. So, it's become a little bit below the national average. That is the main factor. So, to be honest, the cost of living has not been increasing higher than in the rest of the country. The difference today when we're talking about industry is the cost of the land, and that is a matter of the availability of land. Querétaro is a small state; it's not as large as Chihuahua or as Zacatecas or either as Guanajuato. We're a small state. We have 11.6 thousand square kilometers of territory, and from that, probably 70% of that are mountain chains. So that left us with not a lot of land to offer. So the cost of the land in the state of Querétaro is the one that has been increasing, but mostly for the industrial use, not for the housing, not for the quality of life of the people. So. That is the main cost, definitely. Also, when you go to statistics, you will find out that in the that in terms of Social Security average salary wage, we are the third highest one in the whole country, just below Mexico City's and the state of Nuevo León, where Monterrey is at.
So you talked a little bit about it when we were talking about labor-intensive operations, and you sort of just alluded to it in your last answer. Whenever I talk about Querétaro, people always view it as the city of Querétaro, but it is a state also. Are there opportunities in other parts of the state?
Yes. In the state of Querétaro, I can mention two other important regions that can be very competitive. The first one, obviously, is the city of San Juan del Río, that it's almost 300. It's almost 300,000 in population, with a lot of industry today, with companies such as Mitsubishi, Kimberly-Clark, Clarion, etc., automotive and industrial companies with a lot of experience and that are obviously with a lot of opportunity for more labor intensive operations because of all the communities that surround them and that are willing to get a better opportunity at a job. So San Juan del Río is the second major city of the state of Querétaro and is growing very fast, and especially for these operations in terms of automotive, for harnesses. The ones that are more intensive in labor have been headed to San Juan del Río. There is another. San Juan del Río is just within 60 kilometers of the city of Querétaro, and strategically, there the international airport of Querétaro is half the way between the city of Querétaro and the city of San Juan del Río. From the city of San Juan del Río, it's only 35 kilometers away. So the city of San Juan del Río is also located right beside the NAFTA 57 highway, which logistically it makes it a very competitive region. And the other region that we are, the other regions and that we are developing for more intensive manufacturing are the regions of Pedro Escobedo and Cadereyta. Both of these regions are within less than 45 minutes from the city of Querétaro. Also, less than 35 minutes from the international airport of Querétaro. Both of these regions have four-lane highways connected to them, and they have services available: natural gas, electricity, water, obviously, as part of the key elements that you need to develop new industry.
So I know we've gone over a lot of time here, and you're a very busy guy, but I just want to talk about one other thing, because I know this has been a big initiative you personally. When you know, we work with manufacturers throughout Mexico, and when we are helping them develop their supply base in Mexico, somehow we always end up in Querétaro for suppliers, whether it be services, components, certain skill sets such as mold making. We always end up in Querétaro. And I know that you and the state of Querétaro have really tried to deepen the supply chain, not only for the Querétaro area, but for sort of all of the Bajío area or the central Mexico area. Can you talk a little bit about some of the programs that you've done? I know you have the sourcing show once a year, but if you could just touch on that a little bit.
Well, definitely, Doug. And one of the important things for us is filling in the gaps. We understand that in order to become more competitive, we need better suppliers. We need better manufacturing suppliers, small suppliers, and sometimes these operations, they are not as proficient, or they do not have the economical support than the largest companies they have. So, for us, every time a supplier is looking for a business case, it's an opportunity for us to develop something in Querétaro. We have supply chain development programs for each of the manufacturing sectors in the state of Querétaro. That is automotive, that is aerospace, that is home appliances. And for those three sectors, we have twice a year manufacturing events. These supply chain manufacturing events are held by all the major companies in Mexico that are willing to substitute their importations. All the largest OEMs that are around Querétaro, such as Nissan in Aguascalientes, Mazda in Salamanca, Honda in El Bajío, GM in Guanajuato, Volkswagen in Puebla, Chrysler and Fiat in Toluca, General Motors and Ford in Mexico City, Audi in Puebla again, Chrysler in Saltillo. So we invite them, and we invite to this substitution program, substitution importation programs, and we make B2B meetings between them and the local suppliers. What we want is to grow the local economy. What we want is to have to recognize what are the opportunities of manufacturing in the supply chain locally, because there are a lot of opportunities for that.
Well, I think that your last comment is really insightful and to the point, because we've seen the same thing. Typically, companies are coming to Mexico because their client has requested them, even cost, but the opportunities to add to the top line instead of reducing just your costs, we've seen over the last 3 to 5 years in our work, has been tremendous also. You have somebody who comes down for one client, and once they've set up an operation there, they get many other opportunities because the overall base in Mexico has grown so much.
Thank you for listening to part one. Here in part two, Doug speaks with Hugo about the quality of life the state of Querétaro has to offer.
You know, I've been traveling to Querétaro now for 20 years, and each time I go, I see something new, I see some change. Can you talk a little bit maybe about somebody who hasn't been there in 10, 15 years, how the community has developed over the last 10, 15 years?
What kind of things have been changing probably in the past 10 years? Well, the growth of the metropolitan area of Querétaro has increased in about 42% within 10 years. In 2003, it was 700,000 people. Today, we have a little bit more than 1.1 million people. The increase on the industrial growth has gone from 428 companies in 2003. To more than 1,300 companies by the end of 2013. So that's an increase of 208% on FDI. And obviously the GDP of the state in 2003 was $12 billion. Today is almost double, is 24.8 billion US dollars. So these have been the major changes in the past 10 years.
Let's jump into sort of the more intangibles of the city. What do your first-time visitors say about the city when they come through?
They see how clean the city is. That's the first impression from everyone that is coming, especially the people that have been able to visit other parts of Mexico, border cities for manufacturing purposes in the past. And they find out that Querétaro is a different metropolitan area that looks like a competitive area that has a good balance between cultural heritage and the modern city. So for us, that is a great balance, and for us, that is one of the things that gives a great impression for the visitors. They find out that the quality of life represents a different status of mind and comfort and quality of living for the people that conforms this community, and that is reflected on the job area. That is reflected on the commitment of the people to their positions and to their job.
You know, obviously, Entrada Group's focus is on manufacturers. However, you know, as I've been in Querétaro over the last couple of years, I've really noticed sort of a development of you know, higher skilled operations, and not even necessarily manufacturing operations. I understand that Siemens has put in an engineering center. My understanding is GE Aerospace has an engineering center. Do you see this as a growing trend, multinationals using Querétaro, not only just for manufacturing, but also their engineering centers?
It is, Doug, definitely. And what I can say is that it is not because, unfortunately for us, it is not because we have a developing human capital model such as India. You know, we are not developing a lot of engineers every day, and that is the reason. To be honest, the main reason for these engineering centers are the business environment, the competitiveness, the quality of life, first of all. Then the access to universities, the access to R&D centers that are located around here. So these have been opportunities because of some of the things that we mentioned. It's easier to relocate people and bring them to a city with less than 1 million people in Querétaro. Well, it's 1.1 million with two other municipalities, but but the quality of life is one of the biggest assets that is bringing this to the city and to the region, and that's why engineering centers, that's why more opportunities are coming. And let me tell you, talking about this, one of the most important examples on what is changing in the evolution of Querétaro. Two months ago, we started the construction of the first U.S. university in Mexico, a total 100% American campus in Mexico. It will be the first in the whole country, and this will be the Arkansas State University campus in Querétaro. It will be a university within 120 hectares of land. It's more than $100 million of investment. It will be located in the municipality of Colón. It will start by the first operations will start in the fall of 2015. The construction is underway, and you can wonder why a project like this is taking place in Querétaro. And it is not taking place near the city of Querétaro. It's around 45 kilometers away from the city of Querétaro, in a total away campus where students will have the same experience as they get in the U.S., which is something very different in Mexico. it will be a fully English-spoken campus. It will not be a Spanish-speaking campus. So that is the idea. And they're bringing academic programs in biological science, biotechnology, business administration, chemistry, electrical engineer, mechanical engineering, sociology, technology, cultural and languages, and all this. And this investment is key because of the access of all the different industries that we have around, for manufacturing, for engineering, for everything that is within the reach and the location of the region of Querétaro. For us, this is a very big asset, and it's a very big investment. It closes the gap between how we want to contribute with our neighbors in the U.S.
That's very interesting, I assume the university, is it going to be a typical university where there'll be on-house living and all of that stuff? Or I assume it's going to try and attract from everywhere throughout Mexico.
Exactly. Well, actually, it's going to be it's a campus for mainly Arkansas students. First of all, they want to bring more, it's more focused on bringing more American students to the, to Mexico to take advantage of the industries that are located today around the, around, in the nearby of that campus. but it will be also accessible for Mexicans to enter. Obviously, the tuitions in for education of an American campus are way higher than for the most costly Mexican university. But there is a plan taking place in which the state will offer certain scholarships to, and the federal government certain scholarships to even that out for supporting this kind of education. So yes.
So again, I apologize for running over the time here, but you know, I just learned about this Arkansas State University. So I'm going to give you a, I'm going to give you the closing opportunity. I learn something new every day. Is there anything else I should know about, or the audience should know about that's going on in Querétaro in the last few months?
Well, probably today is the biggest differentiator, the thing of the Arkansas State University, and I took advantage of that and used your interview to promote that, because that is a that is a big sign for us. We have been able to host in Querétaro different personalities. 2 months ago, we had the visit of the president of the prime minister, the minister of Italy. Then 1 month ago, we had the visit of the president of France, Mr. Hollande, and we have had a lot of visitors to the city. Just to see an example of where can we be in Mexico. We believe what we're building in Querétaro is something that, that is not yet where we want to be. It's a sign of showing where can Mexico be as a whole country. And we want this to be an example for the rest of the country. We work very hard with other states in Mexico. We do not want to show to the rest of to the other states the success stories that we have been able to build. There's no secrets at all what we are doing. So what we try to do, and what we always welcome all kind of companies. We believe there is a lot of opportunities within Mexico. If an investment is coming to Mexico, we are happy. We are happy with that. So because especially with the opportunities, with the alliances that we believe it can give us, and we hope we can see some more of your customers and your friends over here in the near future.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate your time today. I'll end with a little story. When Entrada Group first started looking into the Querétaro area, and it was being driven by the increase in skill sets being needed by our clients, I had my first meeting with Hugo, and he looked at me and he said, "Doug, I really want you to bring more North American companies. My interest in Entrada Group is North American companies. We have a lot of Europeans. And, well, I don't mind soccer. I'd rather talk about U.S. football at dinner." So that was my entree into Querétaro. But thank you, Hugo, very much for your time. We really appreciate it, and it's been very informative.